Hi guys, and welcome back to another Love Ints episode. In today's video, I'm going to show you how you can still use the Spotify app with the Love Ints remote app. So don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, there is a slight workaround on how to use the Spotify app with the Love Ints remote app. Now it is a slight workaround, but I don't condone anyone to break the law. Think of this as an educational tutorial on how you could get the music from Spotify and use it with the Love Ints remote app, purely just for educational purposes. I mean, you're not going to do it, right? So I'm going to stop talking and get into the video. Okay, the first thing you need to do is go into Google and type in Spotify, or you can go to spotify.app. You can't find this in the Google or the iPhone store because this is banned. The one we need to click on is the one with the purple icon. Once you're on the site, scroll down the page and you're looking for the download icons. As you'll be able to see, you have the option to download on Android, Windows, Mac and Linux. I have already downloaded and installed the app on my phone. You will be asked whether you trust the app when you download it. Click yes, and once it has downloaded, install the app. You will also see another message saying, are you sure you trust this app? Click yes that you trust it and install the app. Once the app has been installed, you'll notice the purple Spotify icon. Before I open the app, what I'm going to do is go into Spotify and I'm going to search for a song that I want to download. For those of you who haven't used Spotify before, you can stream music directly to your phone. Click on the search icon on the bottom of the page and then type into the search box the song you want to listen to. Once you've found the song you want to play, click on it and it will bring up the Spotify player. Click on the three dots and it will bring up a list of options, and one of those options will be share. Select this and you'll be given the options to share this on different platforms. The one we want to click on is copy link. Now all we need to do is go back to our homepage where the Spotify app icon is, and we're going to have to open the app. Now all we need to do is paste in our link into the top search bar and click on search. The app will bring up the song artwork, and all you have to do is click on the download button at the bottom of the page. Once the song's finished downloading, you'll get a purple tick. Now we're going to go back to our main homepage and we're going to open the Love Ints remote app. Once on the remote app homepage, click on music and your song will have been automatically added to your library. You can add as many songs as you like, and all you'll be asked is if you want to make a donation. You don't have to, and it is free to use.
So there you have it. It's extremely easy to use Spotify to download the music onto your phone, then to be able to use the Love Ints remote app to control the toy with the music. If you have been inspired to buy a Love Ints toy, then please do use the link in the top of the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Love Ints' profits if you choose to buy something. Don't forget to check out the rest of my playlist and videos. And if you've got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links can be listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.